Welcome to January 9th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate shocking effects and reach in new heights. More after the break.
Want to get the party started? Make the holiday cheer last all year. Pick up your own 2021 National Day printed calendar. It's filled with hundreds of reasons to celebrate every day. Visit our website, nationaldaycalendar.com/radio, to get a jump start on the fun.
Marlo, did you ever rub your feet on the carpet and then zap somebody?
I still do that.
Yeah, then you already know the magic of static electricity. When the positive and negative charges of an atom are out of balance and have nowhere to go, they build up and stay static in one place until they're released. A spark of static electricity can measure thousands of volts, but has very little current and only lasts for a short period of time. Ow!
Watch the microphones, kids.
Oh my gosh. Lightning is a powerful and dangerous example of static electricity. And while it has the power to knock over trees, it's relatively harmless. About 70% of people struck by lightning, ow, survive. On National Static Electricity Day, celebrate this force of nature that's useful in photocopiers and printers and also good for annoying your friends.
The first manned balloon flight in America took place on January 9th, 1793. Jean-Pierre Blanchard ascended to a height of nearly 6,000 feet in a hydrogen-filled balloon and then made a successful landing in New Jersey. Almost 200 years later, another aeronaut made a spectacular but less famous flight in California. Larry Walters attached 42 weather balloons to a lawn chair, pumped them full of helium, and sailed off into the air. Unfortunately, he had not planned out his flight and soon found himself 16,000 feet above the ground. Wow. He stayed there for nearly 2 hours before he got cold and descended by popping balloons with a pellet gun. As we celebrate National Balloon Ascension Day, take a balloon ride and soar among the clouds. But please leave the flying to the professionals.
But it worked out so good for the guy in Up.
Well, I don't think it was an epic fail for Larry either. I mean, it worked out okay.
He just got cold.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Hey, if you'd like to know more, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com. I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.